Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
We had a couple of revotes. One was Lansingburg, the other Johnstown. Lansingburg passed, and Johnstown also passed, I guess by a wide margin, huh?
Yeah, so school officials in Johnstown are looking at yesterday's yes vote. It was a 63% yes vote as a positive step to get on top of this budget crisis they have. Last month, the budget went down and was defeated by voters. And since then, they've retooled the budget. They cut a lot of money out of it. They cut 19 staff positions. And most important, or most dramatically, I think they've eliminated almost all sports funding and also funding for extracurricular activities. So they've eliminated all that. They got it to a point where apparently voters were okay with the budget. It's still going to come with a pretty sizable tax increase. According to school superintendent Patricia Kilburn, this is the first of 3 years that they're going to need to have some pretty big sizable tax increases to get on top of about a $4.5 million budget deficit. Each year, the tax levy will go up about 15%. Then, of course, step two of this is starting tonight, they're going to start a big fundraising effort to try to figure out a way to pay field sports teams. So they got to come up with around $300,000. But this was a big step in the right direction. The district superintendent last night told us she described it as the first hill of a steep mountain they have to climb.
Learning that a judge now has ordered a defendant in the Schoharie limo crash case to provide DNA.
Sure. So in the latest ruling in this criminal case against Nauman Hussein, who operated that limo company that was involved in that crash, in this case, the judge, Judge Bartlett in Schoharie County, has ruled that Mr. Hussein is going to have to provide a saliva sample to get DNA. What's critical here is they want to take that DNA sample and try to find out if his DNA is contained on a DOT sticker that they found in his car after his arrest. And effectively, this was what's called an out-of-service sticker that the State Department of Transportation had apparently slapped on this limo that was in the crash about a month before the crash. And it's supposed to be assigned to anybody, especially anybody like at a repair shop, that it is not to be on the road. But apparently at the time of the crash, according to investigators, it had been removed. So they want to find out if they can, you know, link through DNA that Mr. Hussein had actually touched this sticker and he was the one that removed it. And the judge in his ruling points out that this is really critical to establishing a big part of the criminal case against him. And that involves, you know, if they can show that he had done this, it would be relevant to the recklessness and the criminal negligence that they're trying to prove in this crash that killed 20 people.
Miles Reed is the editor of the Daily Gazette. He joins us on Wednesdays. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.